My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I made my opinion known, and I think I share the opinion with the vast majority of Browns fans, if not all of them, that his presence is certainly going to be missed on our radio, because it's not just a voice, it's a dear friend. And so we are praying for Jim, and we wish him, obviously, the very best. We're looking at this whole Aiyuk thing, because I don't think it's been confirmed that the Browns ever gave the biggest deal, whatever. I'm not sure. Don't want to speak out of tune. Don't want to say much.
Just going by what Adam Schefter said.
Well, you're saying, did he say for a fact that they had offered the most?
I believe
he
did.
Or was it that they were willing to offer the most? And that this was in Aiyuk's, the ball was in Aiyuk's court. Is that what it was?
We don't know that the money, he has said that the offer has not changed from San Francisco, but we don't know that the money that San Francisco is inking him to, that is agreed upon, is more or less than what the Browns had offered.
Yeah. 216-474.
That's an unknown. There are no known knowns.
Let me get to the phones here. But let me get to the phones, because I got something I got to get off my chest here about this, because we've gone through this now 3 separate times. And by the 3rd time, I think we might need to learn a lesson. What that lesson is, I'll tell you here in a moment. Let me get to Derek in Cleveland. Hello, Derek.
Hello, fellas. Good morning.
Why didn't he want to be here, Derek?
He didn't. He wanted to. The man said out his mouth, Brandon Aiyuk, he wanted to play for Washington and Pittsburgh. Why that can't be the reason? Why Deshaun got to be the reason?
Answer the man, Danny. Answer the man, Danny.
I said, why did he not want to play in Cleveland? It's not wanting to play anywhere else. It's specifically not wanting to play in Cleveland. It's not about wanting to play in Pittsburgh more or wanting to play in Washington more. It's why did he not want to be in Cleveland?
Maybe the history of the Cleveland Browns. Why it got to be Deshaun? You know what? Cleveland had tornadoes. Let's blame that on Deshaun Watson.
There we go.
Everything.
I was, personally.
For a second, I thought he was going to make the case that Brandon and I didn't want to come here because of tornadoes, which that still would have been good, too. Derek, see, I don't want to blame Derek. I can't believe there are plenty of other quarterbacks. There are plenty of other quarterbacks that I would rather not play with if I were a wide receiver than Deshaun Watson. Now, there's other quarterbacks I'd rather play with.
Oh, no doubt.
All right, that's true. But I think I'd rather play for Deshaun Watson than Russell Wilson. Hand to God. Yeah. I'd rather play for – you know what? Justin Fields is a hell of a talent, but I'd rather play with Deshaun Watson than Justin. What?
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather play for Mike Tomlin or Kevin Stefanski?
Well, you're putting me in a tough spot here.
Exactly.
Which one has most recently invited him to a benefit?
It's honestly, it used to be easy. I used to be able to say Mike Tomlin easy. Now I actually think it's a conversation.
Who do you think is going to be in their position longer, Mike Tomlin or Kevin Stefanski?
Kevin Stefanski.
I do too. I think it's real. I think there's a world in which this is Mike Tomlin's last year in Pittsburgh.
Well, I think we're living in that world right now. I mean, if they don't make the playoffs, I think that he's not getting fired. He will step away. That's part of the reason, Derek. Like Derek, 2 years ago, even last year, and thank you for the call, I would have said Mike Tomlin without even blinking. Now I have to take a step back, because there's been a couple of things here and there. I'm going, man, is he holding on? What are we holding on for?
He's been there almost 2 decades.
Yes, and that takes a toll on a guy.
That is a lifetime in the NFL.
Guys will lose control or lose contact with some of the players that they have, and they might need a fresh start. It happens to a lot of coaches, even great ones. But I think with Kevin Stefanski going into year 5, I would have more faith that Kevin Stefanski and being able to keep that control of it than I would with the Pittsburgh Steelers. However, if something were to go belly up with both of those organizations and they were to both get rid of their coaches, because you're there for what the contract says, if they were both willing to get rid of those coaches, I would probably pick the Steelers to make the better decision.
Sure.
Still.
Yeah.
Just given the history. I mean, sorry, there's been 3 coaches in like 50 years that they've had over there with us. It's been a lot.
I would say that means they're due for a stinker. They're due.
That's what I said about the Green Bay Packers and their quarterback situation. Then
yeah,
they took
that
Jordan
bothers me.
Steve in Doylestown, home of Chippewa. Hello, Steve. You're next up on the Fan.
Yo, guys. I don't know what's the worst take. Cunningham's take on Ayuk not coming to Cleveland or the other caller that's saying Stefanski's a horrible play caller. Come on.
They still live. They still say it, Steve.
Well,
they
Steve,
still
there's
do.
Only one thing to do. You got to power rank.
You can't tell me you'd rather play with Russell Wilson than Deshaun Watson. Come on. Horrible take.
Thank you.
I agree. That is not even my take.
How do you agree when he says you have a horrible take?
Because I haven't given the take. I've asked the question.
Well, what's that? Questions can be takes. Steve, thank you for the call.
I'm asking the question if that's why. I've not said I think that's why.
Oh, listen to you changing the answers.
I'm not changing the answer. I never gave the answer. You never asked me what my take was.
Was this show called Piper's Pit? Is that what we're doing all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Stan in Cleveland. Yellow.
Good morning.
Hi, Stan.
So here's how I feel about Deshaun Watson as a fan. He allegedly did some gross stuff before he got here. He hasn't performed since he got here. He's been injured. He's overpaid. Do I want him as our quarterback? I sure don't. So do I think it's possible other players don't want to play with him? You betcha.
Would you rather play with him or Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
I would say instead of would I rather play with him or other quarterbacks, I would say I don't want to play with him, period.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean I think other quarterbacks are better. It's just him specifically. I mean, he hasn't been good since 2020, and he has just been hurt, and he's got a terrible injury that we don't know how he's going to come back from. And there's a lot of baggage there. Like,
well,
I don't,
there's
I don't
Stan,
like,
do you but, not want to play with him specifically because of the baggage if you're a wide receiver? Is this an on-the-field thing?
Well, I think it's both, right? You can't separate one for the other, say this didn't happen or this didn't happen. But the facts are, like, Deshaun Watson's not, like, a likable guy as far as a fan base, and I can see other players feeling the same way. Look, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, but I'm not a fan of the Cleveland Browns quarterback,
well,
and
Stan,
I can't wait for him to be gone.
Well, Stan, I mean, that's your thing to say. I will tell you this, though. They live in a much different world than we do.
I don't,
players
you
don't
gotta,
care about
exactly.
Off-field
I don't think players care
no.
about
guys
that
they
stuff.
Play with,
no.
right?
No.
Especially when money is involved in all of it.
I mean, if it gets to a certain level, I think they care. I think there are certain levels of off-field baggage that people will care about.
If the only thing they really care about is if it takes the talented player off the field.
Sure.
That's what they care about. If you affect my money or my winning, that's what I care about.
Yes.
Fans, you know, we hold our statement. There's as much as Stan's call can make people uncomfortable. There's definitely plenty of people who feel that way. But when it comes to the players, like if I'm Brandon Ayuk, if I'm Kenny Carmen, which this would never be in the real world, as a wide receiver, I need to play with a guy who's going to get me the ball and feed me, which is a hell of a word to use, and make sure I'm fed the entire way through. I would rather play with Deshaun Watson any day of the week than Russell Wilson
yes.
or Justin Fields.
Yes.
I'd rather play with Brock Purdy than play with Deshaun Watson if I were Brandon Ayuk. I don't know much about the situation over in Washington because I think they're building, but you're still up in the air about Jaden Daniels.
Right, you don't know what he's going to be.
I know that he's a LSU guy and they like each other and the whole deal, but I still don't know how far away that is. So there's a little bit of we don't know here with New England. Personally, I don't think very highly of Drake May, so I'd rather play with Deshaun Watson than Drake May. I don't think that thing's going anywhere. I'm going to be fair to Drake May, but I don't think that thing's going anywhere. You could say maybe Mac Brown got in the way of it, but we're not talking Tar Heel football over here, for crying out loud. So if you want me to power rank the quarterbacks that I'd want to play with, if I were Brandon Ayuk, you go right on ahead.
It's not that I want you to. You have.
Yeah.
At least I got my money. That's
right.
What I will have.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I think that's a good list.
And guys, I like Justin Fields as much as the next guy, but the anticipatory throws that Greg Cosell talked about with him as a rookie or coming out in the draft, it's still the same thing.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's still back here.
It's bad.
216-474-0092. Let me point this out. I've been holding on to this for a while, and it takes some of the spice out of it because he signed his contract with the 49ers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure you really wanted Brandon Ayuk? Because let me explain this. Now, Stan just had a very strong opinion on Deshaun Watson. I'm sure my mentions on Twitter aren't very good, but I'm watching back North Dakota State, Colorado right now on my computer screen. And then I also have Buffalo Lafayette because of Tone. It hasn't worked out the way that anybody has imagined it yet. Nope. It hasn't been the worst thing in the world, but it's been far away from the best. We love big names. A lot of people had high hopes for Deshaun Watson. We have a lot of questions with Deshaun Watson. For Odell Beckham Jr., I set off fireworks in a cul-de-sac when we traded for Odell Beckham Jr., and he had a 1,000-yard season, and it still didn't work out the way we wanted it to.
Not even
and
close.
In fact, it was a flat-out bomb.
Yeah.
What do these two guys have in common? Odell Beckham Jr., and this is legit, thought that things worked out like the NBA, and he thought that he was going to be able to be like Russell Westbrook and be traded here and then be traded again. He did not think at first he was going to have to play for the Browns.
Right.
On my kids, I can tell you guys that. Odell did not think when he first got traded to the Browns, he did not understand that you are playing for the Browns now.
Yes, that's how this works.
He thought he could keep moving on and be traded to the Browns, but the Browns would move him on for somebody else. On a hand to God. That's a story I've heard, but from four different sources on that.
Not how that goes.
So Odell,
that's incredible, though.
Odell didn't want to be here. Now, no, even the most ardent Deshaun fan cannot deny this. You were the first team out.
Mm-hmm.
You were number one at 10:30 in the morning on a Thursday. And then you were the team he picked for $230 million guarantee. You were not his first choice. So you cannot sit there and say that he wanted to be here all along.
Correct.
That's two.
Yes.
Brandon Ayuk, for anything we know, we just bickered about it for 30 minutes of whether or not he wanted to be here. It seems that he did not want, of why he didn't want to be here, nobody is questioning that he didn't want to be here.
I think if That's he wanted three. To be here, he's here.
Do you really want guys who didn't necessarily want to be here to begin with?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Did you really want
to? I hate to use the Mike Tomlin, you know, we want volunteers, not hostages.
Yeah.
But you do want guys that are going to come in and be happy in the situation they're in.
Like,
and there's, I think there's a different level of not wanting to be here, but accepting it, sucking it up, and doing your best when you're there.
Well, there's guys
versus guys that are going to rock the boat. I don't know what Brandon Ayuk would have been here, but I wasn't crazy about it. I like Brandon Ayuk. I think from a football perspective, it's not an upgrade this year. They're not a better football team this year if they make this move. Now, they might be a better football team next year and the year after that if they make this move.
Think about this in terms of, like, Myles Garrett, when Myles Garrett said, like, he made that video, and it was tongue-in-cheek about Jerry Jones coming to get him before the draft, and because he's from Arlington and the whole thing, and we tried to poo-poo it, and it got a lot of people upset. He accepted that he was the number one overall pick. He accepted that he was going to be taken by the Cleveland Browns. Now, I'm not going to sit there and lie. I don't think that he grew up dreaming to be a member of the Cleveland Browns at some point, being a guy from Texas where I don't even know if he was even in the state of Ohio to begin with. Now, Miles obviously has a house in a suburb of Cleveland. Miles definitely makes his home here. Miles is a part owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers in some fashion. So, yes, he's definitely put his roots in the city of Cleveland. There may come a day, and we've warned this all along, like if this thing goes belly up, you might have to liquidate assets. Myles Garrett may have a pick someday where he wants to go. Hopefully that never happens. Hopefully he finishes his career with the Browns.
Right.
But if he were to have his pick, there's going to be cities that he wants to work with and cities he doesn't want to work with. And if we're talking about possible trade destinations, do you want guys who their first opinion is to not come here? Now, I'm not talking free agency. I'm talking trades. Because these guys were all technically three guys. Iota was never consummated. But those were all trades. Two out of two are telling me no. And the other one, maybe it's just for the best that we didn't get them. 216-474-0092. We'll get to more of you guys. And week one of college football started yesterday. Ryan Day's seat is already steaming hot. Ken Carmen, Danny, in for Tone on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.